This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Yeah. Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
You know, here's another thing that's happened to me as I get older. I'm moving more into the whites.
Blazers. What?
How do you find a male hooker? Come on, you dumbass. Eat
Ahoy!
Me.
What does a giraffe sound like?
It's not breaking news, dude.
Caitlin Clark is wide.
Shut up.
Blub blub. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pussy. Blub blub. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pussy. Blub blub. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. Fucking, fucking. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the new drops we've procured since you were.
I'm excited about you getting into the whites.
Yeah.
That's great. Join the club.
We got this one today.
You know.
Fakink, fakink. Everybody thought I was saying the F word, and so everybody freaked out.
So people
out.
Get up there and they're going, fakink, fakink.
That's like, you know.
Yeah, the photo.
Camera. Yeah. See, he gets it.
I know where you're going with that.
They were all over me. They were like, oh, what you do? Rob, the only thing better than mauling a small dog is getting fingered while you do it. You were here for that one.
I was here for that one. I don't think I had heard that drop. You know.
Good times.
Good
times.
You're welcome.
Good times.
So you were robbed. Okay, wait a minute. Here's the upset. And he hasn't pointed this out yet on the air because we haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
But your opening segment, we talked about your trip to the Vatican, which you loved very much. But you thought Italy generally overrated.
I did. I wouldn't.
You didn't like it?
I wouldn't go back. This is my summary of Italy. The experiences. My buddy that planned the trip did a phenomenal job, and the experiences that we had were incredible. Some of the tours we took, the Vatican thing might be the coolest thing that I've ever gotten to do. Getting a chance to be in the Vatican and open it, go room to room and open the Vatican and turn on the lights and be in there with no one. And not even being a religious person, I just can't tell you the impact that had. It truly was amazing. And there were such beautiful cities and the countryside. I like the idea of Italy. There's just too many people. I never once felt like I was actually like getting to see Italian culture. It was just there with just a million people. Everywhere you went, it just was a swarm. and I mean an absolutely massive humanity of tourists and rude tourists. And
were they Americans?
It's just from all over. It wasn't just the ugly American, although there were plenty of those. I would actually say that some of the Russian and Middle Eastern men were some of the rudest, most aggressive people you could possibly meet. There were groups of French tourists that would just swarm a place like 40 of them at a time. And it just, it was like talking to locals. You could even tell the locals we were in Venice, which if you got rid of the tourists, Venice may be the most unique and cool place that I've ever been. But we were talking to a guy that was part of the Historical Society that gave us a tour of the city. And you could tell that he just was frustrated the entire time. And he had lived there for 30 plus years. And we were talking to him and he goes, no one lives here anymore. He goes, you really can't. There's like 50,000 supposed permanent residents of Venice, the little island there and the little surrounding area. He said, at any given time, there's 150,000 people in the city. So, like, imagine taking a city of Portland where there's 1 million people that live in the city and then dumping 2 million more people.
Well, Venice has always been really touristy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear you say that about some of the other places you went, although you did go to the big cities. You went to Florence.
Went to Naples, Rome, Tuscany. Yeah. And then we went to Venice and then a bunch
of Tuscany was just overwhelmed with people.
And you would go to these little off the beaten paths and there may not be 10,000 people there, but they were such small little places that 200 people can overwhelm them. And we could, like, everywhere we went, you could not avoid the horde. And I heard from, and we tried talking to local people, and everywhere we went, we said the same, it was the same thing. They're like, it's just not like it used to be, because there's just so many people that, I don't know how to, it's the best way to describe it is that I'm glad I went, and I'll never forget it, and I had a really good time, but I wouldn't go back. If someone said next year, hey, let's go to Italy, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. And maybe if you go way up north or maybe you go way down south and you're just completely out in the middle of nowhere, maybe that's different. But, I mean, we cut a big swath through that country and we could not escape it.
Do you think that some of that had to do with the fact that the Pope just died and a bunch of people flew in there?
It's possible. I mean,
it's a touristy country, but it's not. And there are certain places of it.
Yeah.
Like, certainly Venice is touristy, but in Rome, but I don't know. I'm surprised to hear you say that about, because there's so many cool, quaint places in Italy that maybe it was just the bad time to go.
It's possible. And someone's saying, like, if you went to Sardinia, super rural, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe if you went there.
Sardinia, there's a lot of, read up on Sardinia.
Maybe it's just way more impacted tourist-wise than when you went. I mean, it's entirely possible.
There was a point where, multiple times where we just were like, we can't do it. Let's just go back to the apartment and sit. I mean, there was this really cool wine bar like that we found where there's like four tables and it's just this guy doesn't speak a word of English. And we're like, let's go there. And so you go there and we're like, hey, let's pop some bottles and we'll just sit. We'll have some drinks. And within 10 minutes, your cool little quaint place is just, again, it's overrun. And you're like, well, now this just kind of sucks because there's people just jamming in there. I've never felt more uncomfortable and just mashed into a place, which is like, because you go to Tokyo's got 40 million people and Tokyo feels less crowded than any place I was at in Italy. And it's orderly and in Italy it was Thunderdome. Like, and I love the history. Rome, of my favorite city, like, Rome was incredible. Like, seeing the ruins and seeing the Vatican and seeing the Colosseum, like, that's some of the coolest stuff I've ever done. But there's like a breaking point when you're there where, like, we're at the Colosseum and we got our own little private tour. We paid for a lot of the private stuff, but there's only so much privacy you can have. And watching people, I don't know, have zero reverence, zero respect for, like, these historical sites, and like listening to the people try to tell people quit climbing on that, just like have some element of respect for what you're watching. And then the other one that just drove me crazy is it's just 10,000 people trying to take a photo of themselves. That's all it is. Like, you're sitting there in front of priceless works of art, and no one wants to look at the art. No one even wants to take photos of the art. They just want to take a photo of themselves in front of it. And when you're there with just that many people, and there's just the line of people gets clogged down because everyone has to stop and take photos in front of it. One of the coolest things that we started doing was just waking up at like 5 in the morning and walking the cities at 4:30 or 5 in the morning. Because it was the only time when you could actually walk. That you could actually walk through the city and feel like it was calm and quiet and peaceful. So it was the best trip in some places, in some ways, that I've ever been to. But it's like sometimes when you watch like a 3-hour movie that's really well done, and it's super informative, but you'll never watch it again. That was Italy for me. So glad I went, and I'll never forget the all trip. Right. It was an all-timer, but I wouldn't want to go back.
And you were robbed.
And I was robbed.
Let's get to that story next on The Fan. Well, before we get your story of being robbed in Italy, everyone's dream.
I will say, Italy, the food and wine and that amazing. Oh, yeah. Just incredible. Like the bread, that was the best part.
Tomatoes.
Oh, dude, they're just...
Lemons.
The food was so, so good.
Did you have limoncello?
Yes.
Do you like limoncello?
I had a limoncello spritz, which was also delightful.
Those are great.
There's just something great about...
You got to watch out for those, though.
Yeah, they'll sneak up on you.
My wife got spritzed one night. Oh, baby.
There's just something great. No matter where you go, you can just say, hey, bottle of the house red, and it's phenomenal. And then you're eating like 9 loaves of bread. We also discovered that the move is just wherever we went, there was a table lasagna. We just ate family style, and the trip was made because I had some good buddies there, and just everywhere we went, we just ordered an S ton of food, and so the table is wherever we went. We all ordered something. Should we get a table lasagna? Yeah, let's get a table lasagna. And then you're getting a walking slice. As we're walking around, we're like, yeah, why don't we get a walking slice?
How was Buca di Beppo?
Buca di Beppo.
Or Olive Garden. Did you go to Olive Garden?
Oh, no. We did look up, by the way.
The joke was lost on him. He didn't know what Buca di Beppo was.
I didn't know. What is that?
It's just a stupid Italian chain. You've never heard of Buca di Beppo?
Buca di Beppo. No. We
bad Italian food.
Well, we were joking because we did the same buddy that I was with was one that he was the guy that I went to Chili's with.
In freaking Mexico City.
In Mexico City. So we did look up. We're like, because I was like, that story gets made fun of all the time. I said, if there is an Olive Garden in Italy, you know we're going, right? He's like, oh, yeah.
Or Sbarro.
There is no Olive Garden. We looked in the entire country.
Boy, I smell a business opportunity.
Just like, had there been, we were going to go. 100%.
If we open an Olive Garden in, say, Florence, how do you think we'd do?
I think if you opened anything in Florence, it's just there's just so many people.
You'd probably kill it with an Olive Garden in Rome, right?
Yeah.
What, would you?
With all the tourists there? Yeah.
Well, we at one of the train stations in between, we were training around. We were going to try to go to the McDonald's. Dude, the line was around the corner. So, like, the McDonald's are very, very popular. So why not the...
What does the Italian McDonald's have that we don't have?
What did we have? They had a burger that was unique. I'm trying to remember.
Like marinara on it or
Caprese
something?
Caprese burger? Or something
yeah,
like
there was
Caprese.
Something. It was like a fresh mozzarella. But yeah, we coined the phrase table lasagna. So next time you're in an Italian joint, order your dishes and then get a table lasagna. It's the move.
That's next level. I like that.
Yeah, table lasagna and then the walking slice and the walking cannoli as you're just cruising around. On your way to dinner, it was a common practice. Because there was, in Venice especially, there was a little pizza place right as you left our apartment. I don't think I walked by there without, it's one walking slice as I'm cruising. Walking slice and a road wine.
You guys are walking like 10 miles a day. You're walking it off. No big deal.
Oh, yeah. We had like 30,000 steps a day. We just walked around the whole country.
That's true. You lose weight there.
Yeah. It was.
You think you eat a ton and drink a ton, which you probably do.
Yes.
But you walk everywhere. And it's not as, their food, I don't know what you think, but
it's just
way
better.
Less yeah, it's just fattening better. Than
it's
our
heavy.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as heavy.
The food and the wine and just it's the just architecture, delightful. It's great. Like I said, I loved Italy. It's hard to enjoy something when you're there with 8 gajillion other people that don't give a F about anything other than taking selfies.
I thought I would corkscrew this story in here before we hear about you being robbed.
Yeah.
An American tourist. Now, this happened while you were there. This, it sounds like it was this Friday, this past Friday. But if it was the Friday before,
I wondered for 1 second if it was our boy there.
Yeah, it might have been you.
What'd I do?
An American tourist in Rome impaled himself on a metal fence at the Colosseum.
Oh.
While trying to take a selfie.
See, that...
the selfie part made it not Souk. That's what I knew
wish,
it wasn't him.
I wish I would have been there to see it.
Or so Souk pushed him.
So that I... that
yeah, there we go.
That almost happened a time or two. There was one when we were at the Coliseum, and this bratty, like, 8-year-old kid, the parent shoved them up on top of, like, one of the ruin walls. And by the way, the other side of it was, like, a 50-foot fall. And the one of the tour people was yelling at him to get down. And the dad begrudgingly took the kid down. And as soon as the tour person turned their back, the kid got shoved back up there. I was like, oh my. Had it not been a kid, I was like, I hope you fall.
Screaming in pain, this man was left helplessly dangling for 20 minutes.
Oh, impaled?
Impaled.
Oh.
He is a 47-year-old U.S. man. Apparently, he lives in Taiwan. But he pierced his spine and needed 80 stitches. It took paramedics more than 20 minutes to remove him from the metal railing. He screamed until he lost consciousness and then hung lifelessly from the fence in a horrifying scene witnessed by crowds of tourists.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The man...
I wouldn't have been horrified. I would have been like, that's what you get, dumbass.
...is believed to have climbed the railing which lines the arches of the Roman monument in an attempt to get a better view or take a selfie.
It
they
was
don't
to take
know.
A selfie. You know it.
Stunned visitors quickly called paramedics.
Again, that's the part that I just... was the most annoying thing. No one, not no one, but the vast majority of people were only interested in taking a selfie in front of whatever we were staring at. But by far the most beautiful country that I've ever seen. Like the architecture and that stuff, just incredible. Just ruined by the people.
So who stole all your money?
Yeah, so we have a working theory that, because we're at an Airbnb in Florence, and we got our apartment broken into. And we have a working theory. We think it's an inside job. There was a cleaning person and someone outside that were kind of loitering around when we were coming and going. Mm. And when you shut the door locks, you can take a key and actually lock it with like a deadbolt. We didn't think anything about it because there's like two gates that you have to go to even get into the building. Mm-hmm. And when you shut the door, it automatically locks. Well, but when that door is shut, you can easily probably jimmy it open. All you have to do is, like, if you had a car or a screwdriver. So someone jimmied the front door open, but they still had to get in through the two downstairs doors. So it's probably easy for a cleaning guy or whatever to just leave those open, someone to walk up, hey, those guys left. And our working theory is they do this a bunch, and they steal enough for it to be useful for them, but also not enough to you will raise a ruckus. So when we got in and we realized that we had been robbed, and by the way, we were in the apartment for a couple minutes before we figured it out, our buddy came in and someone had dumped his suitcase out all over his bed, and they had actually stolen his suitcase. And so then we started going through it, and we were like, well, this is missing, that's missing. They didn't take our passports. They didn't steal my buddy's like $2,000 laptop. They didn't steal my other friend's iPad. They took my buddy's passport wallet, but took his passport out of it. He had a Louis Vuitton passport wallet, bougie dude, but they didn't take his passport, right? They didn't take anything where you would really cause a ruckus and call the police. They stole like, I think I had like $150 in cash that they got. They stole one of our friends, just generic suitcase, but our other friend, the same guy that had the Louis Vuitton, he's got one of those Ramoa suitcases. It's like a $2,000 suitcase. They didn't take that.
God.
Yeah.
What's up with you rich guys?
Well,
traveling?
It's not me. It's him. It's
well, like, you have a $1,000 bag.
I didn't take that.
Why not?
Because I didn't want
you got
to
a nicer
would have gotten stolen.
You?
No, I had a little roller case from because I knew we were walking everywhere, so I had the roller case. They took my. I had a. My the BTJ got me a little toiletry kit from like Etsy, and it's like cowhide, a cowhide rug. It's got the actual cow fur on it. They stole that, but they took all the contents of my bag and put them on the counter one by one. They're the nicest, most considerate thieves of all time. You would think you would just take that and dump it out. No, everything was taken out and put. I'll show you the photo. Toothbrush, shaving cream, all of it was taken neatly out and put on the counter, And then they stole.
So what time of day was this?
Midday. I mean, we left at probably 10 and we came back at 5. So sometime between then it was.
And had you been leaving about that time and coming back about that time every day?
I don't know. We were only there for, I think that was like the first or second day that we were there that it happened.
Hmm.
But it was the most random. And then they stole some jeans, some linen pants. They stole my sandals. I had some really nice
Nike. They stole your hot jeans?
No, they stole my buddy's hot jeans. They stole.
Were they bedazzled? Like Tim Taylor?
No, but they did get some nice linen pants. Like, I had a really nice pair of Nike shoes. Didn't take those, but they took my foot. They took my sandals. Huh. Took my sandals. They took a couple. They took some of my buddy's underwear. It was the weirdest hodgepodge. They shut all the windows in the apartment. Like,
why?
It was like, I don't know. No one can figure out why anything happened. I had a pair of Oakleys in there. Didn't take those. It was the most random collection.
It's like you were stole, like, it's like a blind person stole from you and they just randomly picked stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think they probably pick things that are easily resold.
Yeah, I don't.
But no, they didn't take the electronics,
no.
Interestingly.
No.
Because those are personalized.
And like someone's used underwear are easily resold.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't track. But I think most
they
of
they
were it,
Calvin Klein underwear. I don't know. So I had personally, I got a couple bucks. I had whatever cash I had left in my backpack, some sandals and my toiletry bag.
That's it.
That's it.
That's not bad.
No,
I mean it sucks, but
well, they stole some T-shirts, but they were shirts like plain T-shirts like this that I bought from Kohl's. Like, why are you?
Huh?
Like, what?
So weird.
It's the no.
So like, is it designed that it probably is an inside job? First of all,
yeah.
I'm guessing they do that to tourists all the time.
People
they know that.
Yeah.
Is it designed so that they steal just enough to get something out of it for them, but not enough for you to raise a ruckus?
That is that was because
and we, like call the cops.
That has to. That's ultimately where because there was nothing. We called the Airbnb place and we're like, hey, and they acted like, oh, this never happens, and we're like, whatever. And I think that's the point.
Yeah, they were in on it.
There's just not a. It wasn't enough to really.
What are you going to do? Call the
yeah.
So you start call the cops,
and they know that they think you don't want to disrupt your own vacation.
Exactly.
It's not going to be worth you
exactly
putting your plans on hold to chase this down for a couple days. So they're like, they won't bother.
That's right. And if they stole all your stuff,
yes, or the
you're calling the cops
or the passport,
yeah. And you're not traveling anywhere. Yeah,
then you're on to something. But they didn't. They took enough to be annoying,
kind of genius,
but in a very polite way.
And nothing was broken into, so it was obviously somebody who. You said they jimmy-rigged the law.
Yeah, dude, they do that to...
I bet you they do that to everybody who stays there.
Yes.
Well, maybe not everybody, because then, you know, like, was it... You said Airbnb.
Yeah, it was an Airbnb.
So would an Airbnb flag
getting
it?
The reviews, right?
Yeah, you'd... Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
We had something like that when we were there, too.
And we thought maybe the electronics, because you can do the find your, you know... You can do the Apple, you can find it.
You can track them.
But the suitcase, like, it's those suitcases are really nice. Why did you... And that was the one that jammed up, because... Two friends, like my roller bag was from Costco, which they didn't take. They took my buddy's bag that was like a $150 suitcase, but they left like the $1,800 suitcase. Like, why? That made no sense.
Maybe they were trying to get to a certain monetary value and they couldn't go over it. Maybe it was like a game show or something.
No. But it was such a. We spent like 3 days trying to figure out, like, why? Why did they do this? Makes no sense. The most random collection of
things.
Or
it makes all the sense.
All the sense.
I still think it's just stuff they sell quickly. And is unidentifiable in terms of like, well, that could be mine, but that it also could be, there's a million of them out there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the theme.
Yeah.
The theme, besides the, obviously, money, but it just all seems to be stuff that isn't personalized, but is worth something.
Yeah. And like I was some of the stuff, like I said, it was so random. I had a Portland Police Bureau hat that my buddy.
See, that's personalized. They don't want that.
They took it.
Oh, they took that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It was one of those, like, a day later, you're like looking around, you're like, wait a minute. Oh, they took my Portland Police hat?
Huh.
So like so as we're walking
They're
around
not selling that it's such a weird
yeah that's a weird one.
Believe me, as we were walking around, because we were in Florence for like two more days, we were
oh,
like,
oh, you're looking for that hat.
I was like, what in the hell? And like my size 13, like my size 13, they were like they had skulls on them, like my sandals. I'm like, and they're used.
That's like, so what, goth of you.
Yeah, it was such a strange thing. They did get a nice Filson. The only thing that I think really bothered me beside the cash, they got like a Filson sweater from me that kind of bothered me. That I was like, ah. Like, that's like one of the, and they don't make that anymore. That one kind of bugged me. But other than that, it was all just, it wasn't enough to like ruin the trip or anything. It just was, which I think was the beauty of it. But why they shut my window? Like, because my window just overlooked like an alley, and it wasn't like you could climb up. It was like on the third floor. Why did you shut my window? I was like, what? You
maybe being, save on the AC costs?
I don't know. It was very polite of them, and.
Clearly, the owner was in on it. It's like, oh, I got to shut these windows while I'm in.
Oh, and this was the running joke, too. So that night, we go to bed, and I got stung by something in the eye at night. I had the windows open. It was kind of hot. So I had a couple bites on my leg, and I had a little sting on my eye. I woke up. My eye was all puffy. And I was like, my friend was like, hey, did they know that, like, the mosquitoes and insects get bad? Maybe they're shutting the window because they knew. Like, hey, you leave this open, you're going to get bit. And then we started a running joke of maybe we should write him a thank you note.
Doing you a solid.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for not stealing our passports, the expensive luggage, and shutting the window.
Very methodical.
Yeah. And, of course, the nice, if you are going to steal my toiletry bag, thank you for nicely laying out all of my toiletries on the counter.
What if you were looking for that Portland police hat and you're walking around Florence? And you see it, and it's Schultzy. Schultzy did a bit on you.
Or I was going to say, if you see it, it's a total hot.
Did a number on you. Ooh, what if it is a hot? You're like, hey.
Where'd you get that?
I'll overlook you stealing my hat.
Well, we definitely had the idea of when we were walking around, because some of the items were very specific. There was definitely that idea of like, what if, do you just beat someone on the spot when you see him wearing that, or?
Well, not everyone is as violent as you,
no.
So no. Yeah. But, yeah, that would be weird. Like, knowing that the police aren't involved and it's kind of over and it's like, dah.
Yeah.
If you saw the hat, what would you, like, I know what you would do.
Yeah.
But what would a normal person do?
I don't know.
A lot of nothing.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, you're different.
Yeah.
But I think that most people would be like, oh my God, that's my hat.
The other one that kind of pissed me off is it ruined a great bit that I had going on. So I took whatever cash I had laying around the house, and I just brought that with me to Italy, and I figured I would change it in. And believe it or not, I ended up with a bunch of $2 bills.
Yeah, you did.
I had like $80 in $2 bills.
Casa Diablo in Venice?
So that's some Casa Diablo dollars. And so I was taking those around because when you go to all the different churches to light a candle or whatever, they ask you, there's a little slot there that you're supposed to, it asks for like 50, you know, 50 cents or 1 euro or whatever. So I was donating to all the churches Casa Diablo dollars. I had a running bit of $2 of stripper bills to the churches.
So such defiance.
It was like, well,
and yet you're helping.
Yes. I thought it was a really great thing, but they stole the rest of my Diablo dollars, so I could not tip any more churches in stripper dollars.
Well, listen, if you see a bunch of Italian dudes having a good time in Casa Diablo the next time you go in, I think you know where they're from.
We did find my buddy's limit when we toured the Vatican. We wanted to tip our tour guide, Rose, who was just amazing, the sweetest woman, and like I said, she had basically lived at the Vatican since she was 6 years old. And so my buddy's like, hey, does anyone have any cash? I want to tip her at the end of the tour. And I had like $40 in Diablo dollars in my, and you know, that on my little travel bag, and I was like, I got this. And he refused. He would not let me tip Rose in Diablo dollars. We found his line. He just was like, no, we are not doing that. Fine line. But the rest of it, yes, there were many churches around there that received my wonderful donation and my prayers. I couldn't find anyone to give me a confessional, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wanted to do it because I've never done a confessional.
Well, why not? Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. We, like, just, any of the churches we went to.
You just pop into the little booth, right?
No, yeah, there was no one in any of the booths.
I don't think they just have priests sitting there to give confessions for tourists, right?
No.
Yeah, so.
But we went
why not?
So I don't know that you can just pop in.
We went into a bunch of churches where there were, like, they were still using them as churches.
Yeah.
But there was, and there was a bunch of confessional booths, but there was none. I wanted to go in and give a confessional and confess everything. We wanted to see how awkward, like, if you just started from the beginning and everything that you should apologize for, I can put together a great list. And then I had my...
How much time do you have?
Yeah. I was like, hey, El Padre, sit down. We're gonna be here a while.
He's like, I need to call my supervisor.
I've got a list of things, but that never happened.
What if you walk in there and there's a glory hole?
Hey, when in Rome.
When in Rome. When
smiles and glory holes.
Yeah. Let's do that.
But
yeah, so I was bummed when they took the remainder of my stripper dollars and ruined my bit that I had going on there. Yeah. Damn Florence thieves.
In some ways, I feel like it's kind of... Like, because we had a little something happen, a very much smaller scale happened to us like that when we were in... I don't even remember where it was. I think we were in Malfi Coast or something. But and it was clearly them trying to get over on us. And it was the person who ran the Airbnb.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this stuff happens all the time. Because they get so many tourists. Sure. But from talking to the people, it's almost like the price you pay.
Yeah.
It's like they're this is their way of fighting back against all those a-holes.
They hate all the tourists.
They're like, we're not going to really rob you, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to take some stuff that we like, okay? And we're going to close your windows. And we'll leave you your passports.
Well, my buddy got a new Samsonite suitcase out of it. We went and did some linen pants shopping and, you know. So I said, maybe we write him a little thank you note.
Yeah. Are we on SportsCenter? Or we got.
That's right. You're way late.
Sports, yeah, way late. Okay. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we got a hell of a game going in the NBA. Knicks 108, Boston 105. Hmm. Overtime, minute and a half, minute 12 left.
Oh,
good little ball game.
I'm in the midst of this Panthers beatdown by the Maple Leafs.
And I got to tell you,
flip over to the NBA.
Buck told me a fun little stat from the game. Boston has now set an NBA record for missed three pointers in a game.
In a playoff game.
I'm guessing this is going to be an astronomical.
How many do you think they've missed? Missed.
I mean, they'll launch 50 a game. So I don't know, they lost like 35 or something.
42. They've missed 42 threes.
And they're going to lose? I wonder why.
Well, they were winning most of the game, and it finally caught up to them.
They're only down three.
Good Lord. Well, I like these. Everyone's just assuming that this series is over. You know, go New York.
Boston was minus 800 to win the series.
Well, if you lose one game, I mean.
Well, don't they say that, because the Knicks went seven games, didn't they, with Detroit?
No, they went six. They went in six. Brunson had a buzzer beater to win game six, and that was the
Boston's going to have a three to tie it. And
he
it's
fouled?
Brown. Oh, he fouled him.
Is he going to the line?
I don't know.
Towns?
Were they trying to foul him before the shot?
I think they were trying.
I'm guessing that's what. Are they going to give him the three free throws? Oh, my God. If that's the case. No.
Also, Tatum almost gacked that thing before it even got to Brown.
No, he's fouled beforehand. Yeah. They're not going to give that as a shooting foul. I wouldn't think.
Unless you got the gather.
Oh, we think.
Well, anyway. Oh, wait. We have to break now?
Yeah, you went to 640 on the last segment.
I will tell you this, then. My last little Italy thing that I got to squeeze in, because, again, so many cool experiences we got to do. You need to look up Dario Cecchini. If you go to Italy, the one thing that I would tell you have to do, you have to go eat at Dario Cecchini. He's an Italian butcher, like in the Tuscan countryside. He might be living the greatest life of anyone. Is there such a thing as a rock star butcher? Because if there is, it's that man.
Salt Bay?
Dude, this guy is Salt Bay times 1,000.
Yeah, he looks like, wasn't Captain Kangaroo? Who was the guy with the mustache? The kids show guy.
That's Captain Kangaroo.
That was Captain Kangaroo, right?
Yeah.
He looks like Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, he's this old Italian guy. He's like 70 years old. He's got a big handlebar mustache, and he's got this little butcher shop in this little no-name town. And you drive up, and it's a plated lunch. You just sit, it's like $40, you sit down, and it's family style. So you're just at a table with all these other people. And when you pull up to his butcher shop, so he's got a butcher shop and like a gift shop to the left and a wine shop, and then the restaurant's on the right. And you pull up, and they just have all these hots walking around with appetizers and free wine while AC/DC blares. And he runs around the crowd, like, hyping you up for lunch. He's just, like, taking selfies with people, and he's wearing, like this big, elaborate, like Italian outfit and the handlebar mustache. And he's like, hey, who ready to eat? And then he announces that it's time to sit down with a trumpet. He's a rock star butcher.
They say he's eighth generation.
Yeah.
And he gained international renown in 2001 when, after the EU banned the sale of all beef on the bone from cows that are no more than a year old, that are more than 1 year old, he staged a widely publicized mock funeral for bistecca.
Well, I'm telling you.
Is that a cow?
I'm guessing.
And yeah, that just means beefsteak.
Beefsteak? Okay. It's like that was the coolest place we ate. I walked away. I got a photo with that dude, and I'm like, dude, if I could change places with someone's life, that guy. That dude is a freaking rock star butcher, and the food was amazing. That was the most Italy thing that we did.
Dario.
That was more Italy than the Vatican.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Celtics lost game one at home.
Yeah, they shot 15 of 60 from the three-point line. It's a robust 25%.
God.
By the way, they're going to win game two by 1,000 points.
Can't wait for Boston Sports Talk Radio tomorrow.
Well, I'll bet Cavs and the Celtics.
Why are you going there?
Game one in series that no one gave a chance for the other team.
Nuggets Thunder underway.
Dare I say, a nice little night in the NBA.
Yeah, that was a good game. That Knicks game. Dude, freaking Brown.
Bridges.
Yeah, well, it was Brown with the ball.
Oh, yeah.
With 3 seconds left.
To try to tie it.
he needed a three to tie it, and he gets the inbound, and he squares up to go to shoot it, and Mikhail Bridges just absolutely rips the ball straight out of it.
Yeah,
he just mugged him.
And then threw it down
the
court.
And then threw it to the other end of the court and ball flexed. Game. It was a pretty baller play, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know, look, Boston's going to win the series, but it's cool that New York's going to, you know, no one gave New York a chance in this. So it's cool they're pushing back. And they do say, well, like, if you win game one, you win the series like 70-something percent of the time.
My guy Tibbs and his hair. Boy, Best hair in sports.
That is just, that is so rough. What is he doing there?
And there's like so much product in it that you can see through it, yeah. Or that sweat maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you just gotta cut that, man. Someone's got to get a hold of Tibbs and be like, dude, just let it go.
You're not doing yourself any favors.
You think he cares right now?
Probably a little bit because he's putting product in it.
Yeah, he does put a lot. Like
I mean, right now.
Yeah, but he's making an effort to try to make that look good, so he cares somewhat.
But I mean, like right at the moment.
No, not at the moment.
I guarantee you, he's got a big old glass of whiskey.
Maybe he's a gin man. I don't know.
All right, guys. That's it for us. Big Monday program.
Love our Tuesdays.
I mean, kind of.
Like our Tuesdays.
They're not like our Wednesdays.
We tolerate our Tuesdays.
We'll be here.
Trudging away.
3 to 7 tomorrow on The Fan Goodnight.